Oftentimes, people with criminal records are passed over for employment. And Ford at Tax Watch Executive Vice President Robert Weisert says Ford employers should try not to exclude this large group.
We're talking about nearly 3 million Floridians have a criminal record. Pretty much everyone in America knows someone in your family or your circle of friends who's had an interaction with the criminal justice system.
Weisert says employment is key to making sure people successfully reenter back into society. And he adds Florida could learn from several other states that have had a state agency or court issue what's called a certificate of rehabilitation,
which tells future employers and society at large that that individual has been rehabilitated, and that they have certain skills and possess characteristics that make them a good potential employment candidate, even if they have this criminal record.
He says Ford could also provide a tax incentive on top of an existing federal tax credit for employers who hire people with criminal records and expand services for inmates behind bars and upon their release. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.